I'm the executive director at the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission, and us, with a whole host of partners, put together the event today. I'd like to draw particular attention to the city of Bethel, who early on said, hey, we really believe in, you know, what we're all trying to put together here, and we'd like to host the first event. And I just have to tell you, the staff at the city is absolutely second to none, incredible. Without them, we wouldn't have these lovely shirts and t-shirts today, or this lovely event, so thank you, city. I'd like to thank Lehigh County and Northampton County for being involved throughout the process of the development of the plan that we're doing, part and parcel with this event. Also, the City of Allentown, the City of Easton, the Lehigh Valley Center for Independent Living, the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley, who is actually making a video on behalf of all of us to share the event and the celebration today. Discover Lehigh Valley, the Lehigh and Northampton Transportation Authority, or LANTA, a key partner in all of this, the Highway Safety Network, our friends at the Coalition for Appropriate Transportation, who without them, many children would not know how to ride safely in the streets. And so that's an important part of life skill building for them. I will say the same about Community Bike Works, who does very similar things in a different way. The Delaware and Lehigh National Heritage Corridor, the Wildlands Conservancy, the Borough of Catasauqua, East Allen Township, Borough of Freemansburg, Hanover Township, Lehigh County, Borough of Hellertown, Lower Macungie Township, Lower Nazareth Township, Macungie Borough, Borough of North Catasauqua, North Whitehall Township, Palmer Township, Upper Milford Township, Plainfield Township, Upper Nazareth Township, South Whitehall Township, the Borough of West Easton, Whitehall Township, Wilson Borough, EJW, the Allentown School District, the Lehigh Valley Association of Independent Colleges, Northampton Community College, Muhlenberg College, Moravian College, the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, Charles Schrin Companies, America on Wheels, the Lehigh Wheelman Association, the Southside Initiative here in Bethlehem, the Lehigh Gap Nature Center, the Nurture Nature Center, the Nature Conservancy, the Lehigh County Conservation District, Lehigh Valley Sustainability Network, the Northern Lehigh Recreation, Seven Generations Charter School, the Lehigh Valley Sierra Club, Keystone Consulting Engineers, Spillman Farmer Architects, the Waterfront, St. Luke's University Health Network, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Traffic Planning and Design, Tool Design Group, the University of Pittsburgh, which is actually contributing to this today, Senator Patrick Brown, Senator Mario Scavello, Senator Lisa Boscolin. We have folks from her office here today, Representative Steve Samuelson, Representative Jeannie McNeil, Representative Brian McKenzie, Representative Peter Schweier, the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, the Pennsylvania Department of Health, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I can breathe now. Let's say thank you to all of our partners. The one thing that this tells you is there's an absolute desire to continue working on walking, biking, rolling, and busing needs in our community. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Stephen Reifosh. He is the Investment Authority and is also the chair of the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission.
She's reading off. I was reading off the back of her shirt, and you know, I couldn't keep up with her. But anyway, you may have noticed we're trying to create a movement here. And being a child of the '60s, I know what movements are about. We had movements. A movement that takes transportation system that was designed primarily for cars and enhanced to be more for walkers, bikers, and rollers. That's what we're trying to accomplish. And that's our goal. Everyone, whether a driver or not. To do that, we need to identify the obstacles in our trail, sidewalk, road and public transit system, and figure out a way to more easily, more effectively, without what you're seeing behind us. Okay. So thank you all, and my friend and the mayor of the city of Bethlehem, Robert Donches.
Thank you, Steve, and welcome everyone. First, I want to really thank Becky Rowley for putting this together with her whole board and my health department for the city of Bethlehem. Let's give them a round of applause, please. Bethlehem has recognized the importance of walkability, pedestrian and bicycle safety, and accessibility for many years. A successful city is one in which people choose to walk. Walkable and bikeable amenities are important for the environment, healthy living, neighborhood quality, economic development, and tourism. Some of the city's ongoing initiatives to improve safe transportation for our residents include the following. One, Vision Zero. Bethlehem's Vision Zero plan was adopted in 2016 with the goal of zero traffic deaths and serious injuries by the year 2030. The primary mission of government is to serve and to protect the public. The city of Bethlehem residents deserve and expect safe streets, which is why the CTAC group has worked to prioritize projects and initiatives for the last 3 years, including Vision Zero. The CTAC committee has been meeting regularly for many years to address pedestrian and bike safety in Bethlehem. Through a combination of educational promotions, pedestrian education programs, recommended infrastructure improvements, and public outreach, CTAC has made Bethlehem a safer place for pedestrians and bicyclists. We conducted a walkability study in 2009 with a study basically of our core downtown neighborhoods. The study recognizes that if people are not completely comfortable using their community as a pedestrian, the city will never provide high quality of life that is now demanded in all of our urban communities. And recently, Bethlehem completed a trail feasibility study, which provides specific recommendations to connect the city's existing trails to create a trail network that connects to the regional trail system. And one of the major recommendations of the study is for a pedestrian bridge over the Lehigh River. And with a grant of $60,000 from Northampton County, spearheaded by Executive McClure, and he says his regrets that he could not be here this afternoon, but he was very much behind this $60,000 grant. We're looking forward to doing a feasibility study for this bridge in the coming year. And in closing, let me just say that the city is pleased to be a partner with the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission, led by Becky and chaired by Steve Reposh. This study is very important for the region as we explore our transportation options while maintaining a Vision Zero mentality. And with that, I really again want to thank everyone for being here. I think I did see Amy Zanelli, County Commissioner of Lehigh County, in attendance, so I'm just going to recognize her. And let me just say, it's always a pleasure for me to introduce my good friend, very progressive executive of Lehigh County, my good friend, Bill Armstrong.
I would like to thank the mayor for hosting this beautiful event today and the Planning Commission, because I just think this is such a fabulous idea. When they first asked me to speak, and then they told me 2 minutes, so I'm going to try to keep it down to that. But 1975, I was taking 45 students from Heathrow Airport into London, and we were riding on a bus, and it was bright and early in the morning in London, and I never saw a traffic jam worse than that. And I said to the bus driver, you know, you people should really look into building more roads here. His answer was, and it stuck with me all this time, if you build more roads, you'll get more cars. You're not really solving the problem. That's why I think events like today, it is so important for the county of Lehigh and the county of Northampton to be able to connect our inner cities with our suburbs, to be able to have people to get access to health care, to their jobs. And this is all done through mass transportation, through biking, through walking. We do have our millennials now moving back into the cities. Bethlehem is one of the 10th most popular spots for senior citizens to retire to. So it is very important that when we look at these days like we're doing now, how we can walk to work, how we can bike to work, how can we get Lanta to serve us to where we need to go? And we're very, very proud that we are doing this. We are unbelievably proud that 89 miles of trails that we have, that we've connected up with the DNL, the IRT, the idea of quality of life to us is the reason why the Lehigh Valley is one of the fastest growing areas in the state. So today, we're going to walk it, bike it, roll it, and we're going to get on a bus if we have to. But I really do appreciate the fact that we're starting to think a different way. And speaking of bus, our next guest happens to be the person who runs our bus. Owen, come on up.
I just want to say Lanta is very excited to be part of an event like this that calls regional attention to the importance of walking, biking, rolling, and transit. 4.5 million times last year, someone boarded a Lanta bus or van, and another 4.5 million times, someone deboarded a bus or van. And in each of those 9 million instances, that person had to walk, bike, or roll to get themselves between the Lanta vehicle and wherever they were coming from or going to. And sometimes that distance is right outside the door, and sometimes it's a few blocks down the road, but whether the distance is short or long, it can't be made conveniently unless the right infrastructure is in place. And that means sidewalks, curb cuts, marked crosswalks, and that's what we're here to talk about today, to give people the opportunity to do that. We do have one of our buses here today. We have several staff people here too. To take a tour about the bike rack, all 84 of our buses have special access to the front. We have staff here to assist people, whether or not they're in a wheelchair or they're the assistants walking onto the bus, to take a look at that as well. And so I just wanna thank everyone for coming out to this important event. Thank LVPC and the City of Bethlehem and all the other organizers, and we look forward to helping all of you get to where you need to go. And so now I want to introduce Scott Singerling, the Executive Director of Coalition for Quick Transit.
Hello. We have a saying at CAF: it's a great day for a bike ride, or a walk, or a ride on Lanta bus. I can say personally, every day I wake up and I have the chance to travel along the DNL trail amidst the smell of honeysuckle, the turtles, life along the river, it's a joy for me. And the Walk Roll LV Working Group has been meeting since last October to plan how we can encourage people in the Lehigh Valley to walk, roll, and ride the bus. And CAT is fully in support of these means of human-powered transportation. But for a moment, maybe offer respects for people we lose to transportation crashes in the Lehigh Valley. Per year, over the last 5 years, we have been averaging 3 people seriously injured or killed while bicycling, 29 people seriously injured or killed while walking, 142 people seriously injured or killed while inside motor vehicles. So obviously we have work to do. And to a large extent, the work is to bring humanity back to transportation. I look at Mayor Donchez, I see a human being. I see the police officers, I see human beings. I look at each of you, I see human beings. And it will take all of us to work together to create a cooperative reality on the streets where we see people, not obstacles. And sure, we all have limitations, but we all have tremendous potential if we can do one thing. Can we be present to have an awareness of what's around us? Can we exercise care, whether walking, rolling, bicycling, or driving a car? When we're walking, can we use crosswalks? When we're biking, can we stop at red lights? When we're driving a car, can we drive for present conditions and slow down where there is even a chance there may be pedestrians, or be patient when choosing to pass a person on a bicycle? Streets are not for cars only, they're for people. Streets are not racetracks, they're for reasonable conveyance where road signs should say, do no harm. 25 miles per hour is plenty fast in a dense environment. One more tidbit here. Estimates say that it costs $10,000 a year to have a car. So shifting to a car-free or one-car household can not only save a load of money, but build in daily physical activity that rivals a gym membership, an adventure rivaling a faraway vacation, but it's a lot of fun too. And for Kat, the ingredients to make this possible are a multimodal triathlon of biking, walking, and riding the bus. And now I look forward to getting to dancing with everybody here after I introduce Mr. Greg Bott with the Lehigh Valley Center for Independent Living. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Lehigh Valley Center for Independent Living, we are so excited to be a part of this project. You know, transportation is key. And it's the key to independence for many people. It's how you get to work. It's how you get to go out to eat with your friends and family. And your friends and family are people with disabilities. More than 80,000 people with disabilities live right here in the Lehigh Valley. And we have a saying around the office, when you make it accessible. I heard somebody say earlier, you know, if you build it, if you build more roads, they will come, the people will come. Well, we have a saying around our office, if you make it accessible, then everyone can come, right? Anybody can participate. Because not only, yeah, that deserves an applause, absolutely. You know, not only does an accessible curb cut or accessible path work for somebody who's riding a bike or somebody who's using a wheelchair, but it also works for a mom pushing a stroller, somebody pushing a shopping cart. So you make it accessible, it makes it, it opens up the whole entire world to everybody. And that's what we're all about at LVCIL, and that's why we're so excited to be a part of this project, to be a part of the role part of this project. The ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, turns 29 this year. I think we can definitely make the Lehigh Valley completely accessible and completely open to everyone. And I hope that is our goal. I know we can accomplish it. We have so many great partners here today to make that happen. And we're so thrilled and excited to be a part of it. And one of those great partners I'm going to introduce right now is Kim Schaefer, the Executive Director of Community Bike Works.
Thank you, Greg. Good afternoon, everybody. Community Bike Works really is thrilled to be a partner of the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission and specifically a planning partner for Walk Roll LV. And here to explain what this relationship means to us is our lead youth apprentice, Eric Carpio.
Over the past few months, Community Bike Works students and I have had the opportunity to engage to attend planning meetings for Walkville LV. It's been really important for me to give input on what the future of transportation should be in Hamilton and the Lehigh Valley. For me, safety of people on bikes is the top priority. It's important for people to feel safe when they are on the road, whether they are riding or walking or biking. To me, a bike is freedom. On my bike, I can ride to school, to my job at Community Bike Works, or anywhere else in the Lehigh Valley I want to go. You can ride a bike even if you are too young to drive, and it's a lot less expensive. Plus, it helps the environment. For these reasons, Community Bike Works is grateful to have been a part of the Walk Roll planning process. We are very excited to see the Lehigh Valley be a safer and better place for everyone.
Did his science final this afternoon, got out of his final and came over to by bike to join us. So we're glad to have him here. Thank you, Eric. And so now it's my pleasure to introduce Carmen Bell, who is the Director of Healthy Aging for the United Way.
It's so good to see all of you out here today. When Becky first talked about having this type of event about a year ago, there was a lot of planning. We visioned it out. She has brought it to fruition. So on behalf of the United Way, the Greater Lehigh Valley, and our partners with Age-Friendly Lehigh Valley, we're proud to support the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission and all of the partners in Walk Roll Lehigh Valley. United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley builds opportunities to build and improve the health, safety, and education of every person in our community. Specifically, our Healthy Aging Impact focuses on giving older adults the resources and tools they need to stay safe and healthy in their homes. We're preparing now for what some are calling the silver tsunami. 40,000 Lehigh Valley residents will become seniors by the year 2025. We also know that 10,000 people will be turning 65 every day from now until 2040. 10,000 people. This is important work for us to get our older adults out and connected to community. And as we work to build an age-friendly community, building accessibility and inclusivity in top priority. data on social isolation indicates that it can lead to increased mortality, depression, and other mental health and physical health issues. By taking steps to create a high-quality sidewalk system, add more bus, rapid transit, encourage use of multimodal transportation initiatives, Walk Grow Lehigh Valley will impact the lives of thousands of older adults by safely connecting them with the places they need and want to go. By removing the barriers of fear and transportation, we'll allow seniors to stay physically active as well as engaged in our community, thereby combating chronic illness and social isolation. And it's my pleasure now to turn the mic over back to Becky Bradley. Thank you.
Okay, so we've got a whole bunch of fun activities planned. Has anybody ever been part of a flash mob or maybe seen one on TV? Well, guess what? We get to dance in the streets today. So Sherry Planchishin here from the Bethlehem Health Department. We're going to gather in a few minutes. They've got a few moves. I want to let everybody know that this is going to be filmed and put all across social media. So if you could please come up to the table, sign a waiver, you can get a t-shirt, you can get a hat for your participation, and you get this nice little safety flasher that we're hoping that you wear so people see you and you can use it later on. Also a flashlight. And two, we're going to be doing a short bike ride, and I think if they go over to the Bike Smart Lehigh Valley, the cat tent, there's bikes available for folks to use. We're going to do a short bike ride around the block here, and I'm going to turn it over to DJ Charlie D, who is also the Director of Transportation Planning and Data at the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission, to kick it off.
Yo, what's up? Let's have some fun, people.